Mother's Day, written by Morzila and read by Eos Rose. Jared awoke to the feeling of weight settling on his lap. Daddy! Caden cheered in that loud way that only toddlers can. Wake up! Once he shook the sleep from his eyes and got a cup of coffee in him, Jared was going to kill Jensen for allowing their son to jump on their bed. The bedroom door was suspiciously wide open, and Jared just knew that his mate had given their son sugar. Daddy! Caden hissed again when Jared didn't verbally respond. What's going on, buddy? Jared managed to croak out of his lips. Where's your papa? Caden grinned at him and then wrinkled his nose in disgust. Papa is getting the baby. She's stinky. Jared could just imagine. Maybe he wouldn't kill Jensen, just hurt him a lot. Baby diapers were explosive sometimes. We got a surprise for you, Caden enthused, bouncing up and down, jostling Jared into further wakefulness. Surprises aren't normally announced, buddy, Jensen said as he walked into the room with their newest addition tucked in his arms. Wrapped up in a pink blanket, she looked like any stereotypical baby girl, only Jared had bought the blanket because it was fluffy and he loved pink. Jensen had teased him about it for ages, but Jared didn't care. Jensen had bland tastes. He'd live in neutral colors if Jared let him. But Papa, breakfast! Caden disagreed loudly. Breakfast? Jared echoed his son. His rumbling stomach could get behind that. In bed, Jensen confirmed. But you's gots to hold Kayla, Caden butted in, cause it is Mommy Day and she needs to be here for it to count. Mother's Day? Jared said flatly, glaring in his husband's direction. Oh, the execution of Jensen Ackles was back on. He was going to strangle him. Twice. He wanted to do it on Easter on account of the eggs, Jensen explained with a little smile that told Jared that he should be grateful. Jared didn't buy it. Jensen was an adult capable of telling their son no. I hatched, Caden whispered like it was the coolest thing ever. Jared could foresee a future of teacher's notes, mentioning Caden's active imagination, until their son finally realized that none of his seraph or human classmates had hatched from an egg. But Caden knew exactly where his little sister had come from, so hiding the truth from him had been impossible. He wanted to know if you were his mommy hen, Jensen provided, with glee. Jared scowled and held out his hands for his daughter. Give her to me and go get my food. Jensen grinned and leaned over the bed to hand over their daughter. Jared took the opportunity to grab Jensen's collar and hold him fast. You owe me, he whispered threateningly before letting go. Jensen retaliated with a quick kiss as he placed Kayla in Jared's arms. Can't help it that I'm easily wrapped around Seraph Pinky Fingers. Oh, you so can, Jared hissed. But Jensen ignored him as he strutted away. Jared was going to make him pay. He was going to eat breakfast first, though.